Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Nomi Jackson here, along with that handsome guy called Ishii. He's on the other line giving me virtual support. How are you guys doing today? It is Saturday, January 16th, 2021 at 9:29 a.m. How are you all doing today? Saturday, huh guys? What's up? Any plans for today? I have no plans other than working on that blanket, my knitting loom board. I don't know, like my intention, I have right now I'm on a skein of yarn that's about 3/4 still there. So like I did about 1/4 of it, and I put down this project probably a month ago, but you know, I picked it up again today. So my goal for today is to actually either finish this skein or at least get down to 1/4 left, you know. But I don't know. It's just really hard for me to concentrate sometimes. But that's pretty much all I'm going to do. I don't have anything special going on. Do you guys? What was I going to tell you all? I was going to tell you something. Oh, man. It's on the tip of my tongue. I thought about it, too, just before I turned on this thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to tell him this. And now, like, I don't remember. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. What was I going to tell you all? It's something halfway interesting, I think. Oh, man. I cannot remember. Man, my memory. I'll probably end up thinking about it, hopefully, while I'm reading you today's, word from Mikey Poo, Michael Jackson. He's the next one in the book. And a reminder for those who might just be tuning in for the first time, I'm reading from Dancing the Dream, Poems and Reflections, written by Michael Jackson. It came out in 1992. And this one is a reflection. Dang it. I know I wanted to tell you something. I'm going to remember as soon as I get off of here. I just know it. Anyway, it's driving me crazy. See, I'm like thinking one thing, but my mind is trying to think of something else at the same time, and it's just not exactly working out. I wanted to tell you about my insomnia. It's terrible now. The past few days and everything, it's just gotten so worse. I mean, like last night, I was just tossing and turning and tossing and turning. I took off my pajamas just to get comfortable. That didn't do it. The blankets are off and on, you know. I closed the door. I opened the door. I switched positions and sides. I just couldn't sleep. I don't know what is wrong with me, but it took forever to fall asleep. And that's been happening so much lately. You know, in addition to my normal not sleeping long enough or getting up, you know, in the middle of the night and not being able to fall back asleep. So I don't know. I'm just going through something. And I still take my nightly pills. When I couldn't fall asleep, I had already taken a regular sleeping pill. I took a melatonin. I took this stuff that I ordered. It just came yesterday. It's called True Calm. And it promotes a relaxed mood. And it's got a lot of crap in there. It's supposed to be good for you. Vitamin B6, niacin, magnesium, GABA, glycine, taurine, and valerian. Yeah, so I don't know. You would have thought that would have relaxed me enough to sleep, but it just didn't. I don't know. It's just driving me insane. If you guys have any extra tips to make somebody fall asleep and or stay asleep, please hit us up here. Hit that leaving us a message button right down below the link, or email ishii@therealishijackson@gmail.com. I would appreciate any help you guys can get, because I'm just going insane without sleep. Anyway, so let me start in on the reflection. Like I said, today's is called Trust. Excuse me, guys. Okay, Trust. By Mikey Poo. Sweet Mikey Poo. As I was feeding squirrels in the park, I noticed a small one that didn't seem to trust me. While the others came close enough to eat out of my hand, he kept his distance. I threw a peanut his way. He edged up, grabbed it nervously, and ran off. Next time he must have felt less afraid because he came a little closer. The safer he felt, the more he trusted me. Finally, he sat right at my feet. as bold as any squirrel clamoring for the next peanut. Trust is like that. It always seems to come down to trusting yourself. Others can't overcome fear for you. You have to do it on your own. It's hard because fear and doubt hold on tight. We are afraid of being rejected, of being hurt once more, so we keep a safe distance. We think separating ourselves from others will protect us, but that doesn't work either. It leaves us feeling alone and unloved. Trusting yourself begins by recognizing that it's okay to be afraid. Having fear is not the problem, because everyone feels anxious and insecure sometimes. The problem is not being honest enough to admit your fear. Whenever I accept my own doubt and insecurity, I'm more open to other people. The deeper I go into myself, the stronger I become, because I realize that my real self is much bigger than any fear. In accepting yourself completely, trust becomes complete. There is no longer any separation between people, because there is no longer any separation inside. This, in the space where fear used to live, love is allowed to grow. Oh, okay. He's right. On one hand, he is really right, because a lot of time the fear, you know, is just within yourself. But much like everybody else, those feelings come and go. And I know with him, like I've mentioned before several times, this book was written in 92. And I think he was feeling particularly strong when he wrote this. But let's see. All the other stuff came after this. And with the trials and all the trials, that guy's been sued a lot. But, you know, for the major one, especially the major one in 2005, where he was acquitted, or not acquitted, but yeah, acquitted, is that the word? When he was found not guilty. By that time, he was full of fear, and he was broken, and he did distance himself from his family. His family said that he distanced himself, and he clearly, you know, was afraid of being hurt again. The poor guy. I mean, to me, that just shows me he was human. A lot of, like I also mentioned before, a lot of people like him put him on a godlike scale when he was just simply a human like everyone else. And to me, that shows there are times in our lives when we feel really strong and we really mean it, because his words actually make a whole lot of sense. He's really smart that way. But when it comes to being a human, you have these emotions and circumstances sometimes blind you, you know, to the truth or to what's really good for you. And I'm sure he knew that. Because, you know, and also it goes like some things that you might think when you're younger, in a way, when you're younger, you're kind of stronger sometimes. When you think about when you graduated from high school and you were starting college, or, you know, you're just starting your life and everything like that. And you have all these goals and you weren't afraid to go out and get them. But by the time you're my age, life has pretty much beaten the crap out of you. And reality has slapped you across the face. And the things you weren't afraid of when you were younger, which is a good thing, which I think it's kind of purposeful that life happens that way, because younger people can accomplish more because they're not afraid. But when real life starts to happen, you get afraid, not because, I don't know, not because you don't trust in God or something, but just because you've been hurt before and you have more wisdom to know that you cannot trust people all the time. And you, as much as you'd like to think everyone and everything, you know, is good at the end of the day, it's not true. And people will lie, people will cheat, people will steal, people will hurt you on purpose because of jealousy and hate. And those things are real. And to protect yourself, sometimes it is important to separate. Otherwise, you'll just be going down a spiral and living a miserable life. You know, you're telling yourself, well, I have to stick around, you know, and no, you don't. If you're in a bad situation and people are, or situations are bad for you, you need to get out of it. And it, I don't know if that's necessarily fear, but it's sense. It's common sense. It's smarts. And I guess that's just something that won't happen until you have a little bit more life experience. And unfortunately, I know he found out that himself, but also fortunately, he was spared much longer of that and, you know, served his purpose. And he did a really good job despite all the a-holes out there that, you know, used him, abused him, you know, lied on him, cheated on him, stole on him. You know, they are going to have to face the consequences and they're going to have to answer the wrath of God. And, you know, I feel bad if they don't repent. I mean, they really need to because, but most people aren't even thinking along those lines while they're living here. They're only thinking about in the moment. So I don't know. I guess eventually, you'll reap what you sow. But, I know Mikey Poo, sweet Mikey Poo, has reaped what he's sown. He's sown a lot of good. He wasn't perfect, but he's sown a hell of a lot more good than the average person, in my opinion. And so I know he's reaping his rewards in a nice paradise right now. So, hey. Anyway, guys, so I was looking for songs about trust. So I Googled songs with the word trust, songs with the title, with trust in the title. And I did see a lot of songs, but I didn't know any of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, and I am not familiar with any of them at all. And when I try to match a song with a poem, I would much prefer to actually have heard the song before, because I can't really match it. Just because it has that word, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it matches the song. I did look a couple lyrics of a couple of songs, and it was mostly about like trust in relationships, specific, like somebody cheating on you and I can't trust you and blah, 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 like that kind of thing. And to me, that's not what his reflection is talking about. It's just talking about trust, basically in yourself. And I don't see that anywhere. So anyway, so I don't have a song for you guys today, but if you guys have a song that could match that, please let me know. And, you know, then I could read the lyrics for that. But I don't know any, but I'm sorry. But anyway, guys, so yeah, I guess that's about it today. Yeah, I don't really have anything else going on to talk about. But anyway, as always, we want to remind you that God does love you very, very much. You're his child. You're his favorite child. All of you are his favorite child if you have a relationship with him. And he loves you. Ishii, that handsome Ishii guy, he loves you too. Me, well, obviously, I love you, duh. I mean, come on now, really? Mikey Poo loves you. Yep. And basically, we just want you guys to have a really wonderful day. Hopefully, the weather is nice where you are. It's cloudy and cold here. But, I'll just be staying inside, so, with the lights on, so, yeah, what can you do? But hopefully the weather is a lot better where you guys are, yeah, but we just really, really want you guys to have a beautiful and blessed day. We love you so much. Odabo.